With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. Good news for Northwest pear growers who are happy to hear crop estimates for the upcoming harvest. Pear Bureau Northwest Kathy Stevenson says it's especially good news given the past couple of seasons.
The last 2 years have been quite short for the pear industry, so the growers are very excited. In our annual meeting last month, we met and the estimate is almost 19 million standard box equivalents. So that's about 415 tons of fresh pears going into the market this year.
But Stevenson says it's a bigger crop, just not record-breaking.
That's an 18% increase off of last year's small harvest, but it's really very equivalent to a five-year average. So we're making back up some ground from last year, but it's not an abnormally large crop. So healthy, great, marketable fruit that is going to start picking in mid to late August, and we'll start seeing a lot of that product in the market in early September.
She says the weather and the set for blossoms has been good, but it's still early.
So we'll be watching that carefully and do additional assessments into July and August, but things are looking very good, and if the growing conditions are exactly what we need them to be, we should see a very strong crop next season.
Green anjos make up nearly 50% of the Northwest crop, followed by Bartlett at 24%, Bosque at almost 16%, and red anjos at more than 5%. Listen tomorrow for more on Northwest pears and how they're impacted by potential trade barriers. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites, brought to you by Valent USA. With us again is Valent's Allison Walston, and this week, Allison, I understand you had an encounter with a rather famous cat.
I met Dr. Universe at an entomology meeting last week.
So Dr. Universe, is that the cat scientist who answers science questions for curious kids?
Yes. Well, actually, I met the human, Rachel Weber, who is the science writer for Dr. Universe, the cat.
So what, anybody can submit questions and Dr. Universe will answer them?
Mostly questions from kids, and she gets a lot of insect questions. Dr. Universe answers and relates to current research being conducted by scientists at Washington State University.
Okay, and I see on the askdruniverse.wsu.edu website, there's a question about grasshoppers and how they survive winter.
There's even one about how bees make honey. So each week, a new question is answered, and you can sign up for the email newsletter. It's a great way to encourage kids to ask, think, and learn about science.
Thanks, Allison. Join us again next time for another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.